Thursday, December 19th. I felt really horrible giving up when so much was at stake for Brandon and his family. But the show was only 11 days away. There was just no way I was going to be able to improve enough to not make a complete fool out of myself. The director of the ice show is Victoria Steele, a famous Olympic gold medalist figure skater. I heard from Chloe that she's super strict. She yells at skaters when they fall, even though it's just a charity event. And last year, she actually cut a skater from a show because she said the girl was an embarrassment. If I stayed on the team for Fuzzy Friends, there was a risk we could get cut from the show and lose the $3,000 needed to keep the shelter open. I couldn't take that chance. As of yesterday, Mackenzie still needed a charity, so the mature and responsible thing to do was to beg her to take my place and skate for Fuzzy Friends. I really didn't have a choice in the matter. This was the only way I could help Brandon. And yes, I felt awful. My biggest fear was that he was going to think I was an immature, undisciplined, untalented, ungraceful, self-centered brat. I plan to explain everything to him tomorrow and then break the news to Chloe and Zoe. But Brandon showed up today while I was working in the library. Chloe and Zoe had just left to pick up several boxes of new library books from the office, and I was the only person at the front desk. Me, not noticing Brandon standing there watching me write in my diary. "Hey, Nikki." "OMG, Brandon, hi. I didn't see you standing there." "So, how's the skating coming?" "Actually, I wanted to talk to you about that. There's something I need to tell you, and I was hoping you could give Betty the message."
"Oh, really?" Brandon said, smiling. "That's funny, because I have a message from her to you."
"You do? Well, you can go first," I said.
"I'm not in a big hurry. You can go first."
"No, you!"
I looked at him and he looked at me.
"Okay, I'll go,"
we both said at the same time. Then we laughed. "I give up, Maxwell. You win. I'll go first," Brandon chuckled. Then he reached down and grabbed a bag.
"Betty asked me to give this to you. She said she wouldn't be able to keep the shelter open without your help, and it's just a small token of her appreciation."
Brandon brushed his bangs out of his eyes and gave me a big smile. I just stared at the bag and then Brandon and then the bag and then Brandon again.
"Well," Brandon said, still holding it out to me, "why don't you open it? I'm supposed to make sure you like it."
As I accepted the bag from him, a big, dopey smile spread across my face and I blushed profusely. Although I was smiling on the outside, I was a complete emotional wreck on the inside. How was I supposed to tell Brandon I was quitting the ice show when Betty had just sent me what appeared to be a thank you gift? Inside the bag was a small, thin, gift-wrapped box. The wrapping paper had pictures of the cutest puppies wearing red bows, just like our great puppy escape photos. But then I took a closer look. It was our photos. Brandon had printed them up as gift wrap.
"Oh, how cute!" I gushed.
I tore open the wrapping paper, and inside was a DVD of the Disney movie Lady and the Tramp.
"OMG, Brandon! This was my favorite when I was a little kid. It's perfect."
Brandon smiled. "I was hoping you'd like it."
"I do.
And Brianna's going to love it, too." Brandon crossed his arms, leaned against the desk, and stared right at me.
"So, what was it you wanted to tell me?" he asked.
"Just great." Right then, I felt like a total jerk.
"Well, I just was,
I stammered.
"Who would quit on a poor lady struggling with an orphaned grandson, a sick husband, and 18 homeless animals after she just sent a wonderful thank you present? Only a cold-hearted snake, that too. Actually, it's
kind of about Mackenzie. I hesitated, staring nervously at the floor. She's an excellent skater, and I was thinking she...
Listen, Nikki, don't worry about Mackenzie. She's been hanging around trying to get Betty to change her mind. But Betty is sticking with you, Chloe, and Zoe. Besides, in bio today, I overheard Mackenzie telling Jessica she was going to be skating for a fashion school or something.
I was shocked to hear that Mackenzie had finally found a sponsor.
A fashion school? Are you kidding? I exclaimed.
Wait, don't tell me. I put my hand on my hip and did my best Mackenzie impression.
Hun, like my very fabulous charity is from the Westchester Institute of Fashion and Cosmetology, which, by the way, is owned by my Aunt Clarissa.
Brandon looked amused.
Yeah, actually, I think that's exactly what she said. It's owned by her aunt. Clarissa?
Yeah. I bet Mackenzie convinced her aunt to start a new charity to make our city more beautiful. She stands on street corners handing out designer clothing to the fashionably challenged, I joked. That girl is so incredibly vain.
Mackenzie making our city more beautiful. Hey, people, I'm here to save you from yourselves.
Thanks to her aunt Clarissa, Mackenzie was now completely out of the picture, which meant me and my very bruised behind were back in. I needed to go to my emergency plan B, only I didn't have one. Brandon folded his arms.
So what is it I'm supposed to tell Betty? He asked again.
Actually, Brandon, just tell her I love the DVD. And thanks.
Thank you, Brandon said softly as his eyes locked onto mine.
OMG. Talk about major RCS. My knees felt all weak and wobbly, and I wasn't even on the ice.
Brandon glanced at his watch.
Uh-oh. I better get back to class. I'm here on a bathroom pass.
He gave me another one of his crooked smiles, and I tried not to swoon. Very much. After Brandon left, I collapsed into my chair. This was bad. Very, very bad. But when I picked up my new Lady and the Tramp DVD, for some reason I started to feel better. Probably because my very favorite scene was on the cover. You know the one. The famous spaghetti kiss. That's when I started to wonder if Brandon likes spaghetti. What if on our very first date, we went to a quaint little Italian restaurant and shared a plate of spaghetti? We'd get closer and closer and closer until kiss.
Scooby!
Hey, it could actually happen. I wonder how much private lessons with a figure skating coach cost. Me, as a graceful ice princess training with my coach. OMG. Stop! Nikki, open your eyes before you crash into that wall!